Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
And you're listening to my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Boy, have we got a show for you today, and I think it's very appropriate because it is New Year's Eve, and everybody is setting their intentions for the new year. We are going to be talking about eating your way to gorgeous, baby. Let me just tell you, foods that keep you youthful, vibrant, and healthy. But before we do that, we've got Brian in the house. Hello there, Brian.
Hello there, MB. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Couldn't be better, I tell you what. Just got back from a nice vacation. So did you enjoy your holiday?
Oh, absolutely. Got a lot of good stuff. I'm not gonna tell you. Well, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But anyway, it was great. New Year's Eve is going to go good. I'm going to remain happy at all times.
Yeah. So are you doing anything special tonight?
I don't know. We'll see. You're putting me on the spot, but you asked the question, I gave you an answer.
Okay, great. Oh, my gosh. Yes, my husband and I went to a little island on the Puget Sound. And it's a southeast tip of the Puget Sound. And we were there. It's really a very remote place. We were there for like, I don't know, 5 nights. It was 5 nights and 6 days. And there's no stores on this island. And you have to take a bridge to get there. There's only houses. And we stayed there and just chilled out, and it was great. And we took the dog, Durga, the mascot, the show's mascot, the 12-year-old little Yorkie. And what we liked to do was every day we would go for a hike. And even though it was cold, I'd put in my long underwear and I'd put Durga's little sweater on her. And she was a trooper. Even though she's 12 years old, that dog would keep up. And the first day we were out hiking for 3 hours and she kept up. And then every day after that, we turned it down a little bit. And then we took her carrier to put her in case she got pooped out. And she did get kind of pooped out. But she still, her spirit is strong. And even though she's considered a senior, and in human years, even though she's 12, she's, I believe, 64 in human years, she kept up. And one of the reasons why she did is because of the diet that I feed her. She does not act like a 12-year-old dog. She had her checkup at the vet's before Christmas, and she came out of that with flying colors. They can't believe that she's 12 years old. And I think a lot of it has to do with the diet that I now have her on, which is, I cook for her, actually. No processed food, no nothing. And she gets rabbit and vegetables. I did a show a while back on vegetarianism. And as my husband and I are leaning more and more towards becoming an ovo-lacto vegetarian, the dog also is becoming very interested in vegetables. It's pretty crazy because I just kind of feed her whatever I'm cooking in the way of vegetables, and she eats it. She loves it. It's nuts. I've never seen anything like it. But actually, when she was a baby, we had a garden, and I was growing Sweet 100 cherry tomatoes and strawberries. And she would go and pick the strawberries. She knew when they were ripe. She would pick the strawberries off of the vine and also the tomatoes, the Sweet 100 cherry tomatoes when they were ripe. And she would just eat them like that. It's crazy. Anyway, she's becoming more of a vegetarian, and it's showing in the way that her health is and the longevity that she's got, and acting like a puppy, even though she's 12 years old. So for New Year's, yes, everybody's getting ready to do their New Year's resolutions. Brian, do you have a bunch of New Year's resolutions for yourself or not?
Not really.
Not really, yeah. I'm kind of that way, too. I do my resolutions more like on my birthday, because to me, that's really a new year, you know, because it really is. It's a new year for yourself. But a lot of people do them. This year, though, I am making an exception. I am making a New Year's resolution, and my New Year's resolution is to take more time for myself, because what I have been discovering is that I have been spending a lot of time taking care of everybody else, and some things are starting to suffer. I have been fighting this bulge that I developed when we moved, because it's from cortisol, the stress, and also I can't believe just the couple of months that we had to stay in extended stay and all, and the diet wasn't that great, the ramifications of it. And I have really been trying to get rid of it, and it's been kind of a challenge. So, and the deal is because I'm not spending enough time taking care of myself and taking care of everybody else. So I've got to change that around, because if I don't take care of myself, then I'm not going to have the energy to keep this up. And I have aging parents, and they're going to need my help. So I've got to take care of myself so that I can take care of them. And that's kind of the way it should be. So I've started my yoga program. I'm going back to that, and being a certified yoga instructor, I'm doing my own deal. And I did it today, and I'm a little tired because I'm not in that great of shape. But anyway, you got to start somewhere, right? That's what you got to do. So I did a show a while back about becoming a vegetarian, and I have to make a retraction. I said that almond milk was a good source of calcium. It had 50% more calcium than 8 ounces had 50% more calcium than 8 ounces of cow's milk. I have done recently some digging around in that, and I have discovered that what they're doing is they're fortifying the milk with calcium carbonate. It would be all right if they were fortifying it with calcium citrate, but they're not. They're fortifying with calcium carbonate. And so almond milk itself really doesn't have a lot of calcium in it, so they fortify it. And calcium carbonate is not a calcium that is easily absorbable by the body. And so what happens is it builds up in your vessels, your blood vessels, and can cause heart disease. It also can cause cataracts because your body doesn't know what to do with this calcium, stones, kidney stones, any type of calcium oxalate stone. And so it's really not good for you. And that was when they did the research. A lot of people heard about a study that they did on postmenopausal women taking a lot of calcium supplements so that they developed heart disease, and it really wasn't good for them. And the reason why is because they were, what they didn't tell you is that they were taking calcium carbonate as their calcium supplement. So you want to stay away from that. So I'm retracting my statement that almond milk is a good source of calcium for vegetarians. It is not. It's not good for anybody. So the best thing to do is to eat it in your greens, your broccoli, your dark green greens, and food choices like that. Your cheeses, if you have an issue with cow's milk, try goat, and you should be okay. Unless you're vegan, then you're going to have to stick with the vegetables, and blackstrap, molasses, and sesame seed oil. Okay, enough of that. So it is the new year. It's coming tonight, actually tomorrow. And my holiday gift to everybody is 20% off of my services. So I got back from my vacation and I was inundated. This is very popular this time of year. I was inundated with emails from people requesting that. So I am extending this now through January 15th of 2014. So the slots are filling up quickly. So make sure that you get a hold of me to reserve your spot. And so what I am offering is customized weight loss programs and customized programs to help you regain your health if you're suffering from a healthcare challenge or to prevent a healthcare challenge, and also a customized detox program because everybody wants to detox this time of year. We're going to talk a little bit about that later. But when you're ready to get serious about your health and weight loss, then make sure that you contact me. You can give me a holler at 425-412-0202, or you can email me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com. Okay, now we are going to be talking about eating your way to gorgeous, foods that keep you youthful, vibrant, and healthy. And you know, our society is a very youth-based society, and anti-aging is on a lot of people's minds. In fact, 9 million men and women buy anti-aging products every year. And 90 million people in America have used an anti-aging product at some point in their lives. And in the medical field, this anti-aging business has become a multi-billion dollar industry. You see medi spas popping up all over the place, and they have to be regulated or owned or managed by an actual doctor. And if they're not, then you need to stay away from them. The U.S. market has approximately $80 million spent every year on anti-aging products, and they expect this to increase to $114 billion by 2015. That's crazy. Can you believe that? Yes, it is a huge, huge market, and a lot of people think about it. And a lot of people try to look their youngest to stop the aging process. And there's a lot of reasons for it. First of all, like I mentioned before, we are pretty much a youth-based culture. You know, you just don't usually see people embracing getting old or aging parents and things like that. And it's kind of a shame because as you age, you get a lot of wisdom and a lot of experience, and cultures that embrace aging and the wisdom of the elders are kind of, shall I say, pretty stable. And so the aging parent, the crone or which is the older woman and the older man, have a lot of information and wisdom that they can pass down to us. And we should pay attention to that. So don't go brushing your grandparents or your aging parents aside. Learn and live from what they have to say. But there are also spiritual reasons why people are afraid or they don't want to age. And that is because the longer you're on this earth, they believe it's easier for you to reach enlightenment. And we have to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. Stay tuned.
If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. Not for a first hello, we never have to say goodbye. If never I held you.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me the other day who had high cholesterol. The doctors wanted to put her on statins. So I worked with her, and in 4 short weeks, her cholesterol was cut in half. She didn't have to go on statins. I will never forget how excited she was when she called me to give me the good news. When you're ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. And so we are talking about anti-aging today. And how do you do that? What's the best way to go about it? Well, first of all, when I was in Los Angeles, I had a friend who owned one of those medi spas. And they all agreed, all the nurse practitioners and estheticians agreed that nutrition is key in helping you stay young, look young. And if you're going to spend all that money on treatments and products, anti-aging treatments and products, you need to make sure that you're getting the best results. And the way you do that is through proper nutrition. And there are some things you want to do and there are some things you don't want to do. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this segment. We're going to talk about things you don't want to do. And then we'll talk about things you do want to do to keep yourself looking young and youthful and have plenty of energy and stay healthy. So one of the things that you want not to do is to have a lot of alcohol. Now, you know, like cocktails, that kind of thing, and any other kinds of intoxicants. Because alcohol draws out all the moisture in the water from your body. It's dehydrating. And so when that happens, you start to get wrinkles. And I don't know, you know, when I was younger, I used to party and stuff like that. I wasn't always an angel. And, you know, those hangovers are nasty, but you get up and your eyes are all puffy and your skin's all like dried out and, you know, you got bags under your eyes and all that kind of thing. It's just not a pretty sight. So you kind of want to avoid the alcohol. And the interesting thing is that these anestheticians know if you go to have a treatment, they know if you've been drinking, if you've had a couple glasses of wine the night before you have your treatment. So, and the reason why is because it thins your blood and you end up bleeding if you get stuck with a needle. So also they can tell because your skin is not, it's withdrawn, you know, it's not moist and it's not, Anyway, it doesn't have the fluffiness, the youthfulness to it. It is dried and thin. It's not rich and thick, shall we say. That would be a good way to describe it. So you kind of want to stay away from the alcohol. And also tobacco is another thing that you want to try to stay away from. Not only does it cause you know, lung cancer, which is not good, and mouth cancer, but also... And it also can cause in men prostate cancer because the cadmium that's in the tobacco builds up in their prostate. So you want to avoid that. So you get heavy metal toxicities with the tobacco as well. So it also will form from puffing on the cigarette. It'll form fine wrinkles around your lips. And so that, you know, ages you pretty quickly there. So that's something that you want to stay away from. And the other thing is, you want to get off of the couch. Yes, I hate to tell you that, but if you want to be youthful and vibrant and look that way, you got to get some exercise. And so being a couch potato just isn't going to cut it. I'm sorry, but it isn't. You know, they say a body in motion stays in motion, a body at rest stays at rest. Well, I can attest to that. I've kind of experienced that a little bit myself. Yes, I have. Taking care of everybody else, I'm exhausted. So what do I want to do? I want to sit down, and I don't want to go anywhere or do anything. And it's not good. And then, you know, then I just, it's all you end up doing is just sitting and watching TV or reading or whatever, and you don't want to get up and exercise. So, but if you keep moving, I notice if I keep moving, if I'm exercising, then I don't feel good sitting around, and I'll want to get up and exercise again. So you want to make sure that you're not a couch potato. Then the other thing you need to avoid is a lot of sugar. Yes, sugar will age you, especially if you are eating conventional sugar. And not that you should eat a whole lot of organic sugar either, but it's a line that they put in the conventional sugar that builds up. It's a calcium that cannot be, your body cannot absorb and use and process. So it builds up in your eyes, making, forming cataracts, one of the other reasons why you get cataracts. And again, heart disease and issues with calcium oxalate stone. So you have the same issue there. And it can make you age faster. You can get diabetes because it makes you sick. You know, too much sugar will make you sick. You'll gain weight. And a lot of weight gain can age you. It doesn't make you look youthful. And the myth that you have to, as you age, gain a midriff is not true. It is not true. You do not have to gain a midriff as you age. And in fact, I am getting rid of my midriff, and I didn't have a very big one, but still, I didn't really get a midriff until I was in my mid-50s, and I'm getting rid of it. So through proper nutrition for me, I do what I say. And exercise, proper exercise. And you do that and you will not get a midriff. Now, the next thing you don't want to do, and that leads me to what the bleep is that?
Shell Bond's What the segment.
Say. Okay. The next thing you don't want to do, and there's a lot of hype out there that says the opposite of what I'm going to say, but it's not true. The next thing you don't want to do is consume a lot of soy or soy products. Now, there's a lot of hype out there that soy is good for you, that it's great because it helps you with heart disease, helps prevent cancer, and helps you stay fit and trim, and helps with menopause, perimenopause, and all this is not true, okay? Soy is one of the worst things that you can eat. First of all, the soy oil, if you go back and listen to my oil primer, you'll find out, is very toxic, and so's tofu, soy milk, the whole nine yards. So to back up what I'm saying, I have an interesting statistic for you. In 1999, at the Third International Symposium on the Role of Soy in the Prevention and Treatment of Chronic Diseases in Washington, D.C., the findings of Dr. Lon White's the results of his study was announced, and he did a study, was called the Honolulu Heart Project. And so through this, his researchers actually found that men and women who ate tofu at least two times a week experienced accelerated brain aging, a decreased cognitive ability, and they were actually more than two times likely to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And that is just from eating tofu two times a week. Okay. Tofu's not good for you. All right. The other thing that the researchers also observed was that these over 8,000 participants looked 5 years older when they reached the ages of 75 to 80 than the people who had not consumed tofu at all or soy products. So there you go. Tofu is really not something that you should be eating. Soy products are not something that you're eating. So it actually does cause you to age more and cause you to have Alzheimer's. and, you know, lose your memory. It's just not good. So stay away from that. We've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we are going to be talking about what you should be doing to prevent aging. What are some good things that you can do? So you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show. Okay, before the break, we were talking about the Honolulu Heart Project and Dr. White. He is a neuroepidemiologist. Okay, there I said it. My brain is on vacation mode still. So that's what happens when you go away to a deserted island, pretty much, except for just houses, and you're there with no TV and no cell phones. No, we didn't even get cell coverage. It was crazy. Your brain just kind of shuts off, but, you know, it kind of needed it. So anyway, Dr. White was a neuroepidemiologist. That's what he was, who founded that study. And, you know, I don't know what the big deal is about this tofu stuff, because actually, I kind of bought into the hype there a while back, and it caused health issues for me. But I decided that I was going to make tofu burgers for my husband, because my husband loves hamburgers. So I thought this would be, you know, I'd try this thing out. And it had a bunch of vegetables in it, and I thought, okay, this will be good. So I get this tofu, and, you know, and I put the vegetables in there, and I'm trying to mix it up and turn it into a hamburger patty or a patty-like type of thing. And the darn stuff just would not hold up. It wouldn't stick together. It just would run all over the place. And so I tried straining it and everything, and it still, you know, didn't hold up very well. But anyway, somehow I managed to get it together, and I made a couple of patties and fed them to my husband, and I ate one. And actually, they weren't very good. But the thing of it is about an hour or so after that, and the serving size was two of these patties, right? Well, neither one of us, I couldn't get through half of one, and he could only get through one. And he was full, and I was full. And then about an hour later, oh my word, the stomach. The issue with the stomach, it just was not, it was not pretty. So I should have learned after that little episode. But then I decided, no, you know, this stuff's supposed to be good for me, so let me try it again. So I decided maybe I better get harder tofu, you know. So I got more tofu that was more dried out, the dried stuff. And then strained it, and then tried it again. Didn't work, and it still was a mess. And then we had the hamburgers again, and or the tofu burgers, and a couple hours later, the same stomach upset. So we stayed away from that, and I should have known back then, and, you know, that should have been my cue that this tofu business is not good, and it's not. All right, so now we are going to talk about the way to prevent aging, or to slow the process down. What should you do? Because we're talking about eating your way to gorgeous. Well, first of all, you need to have proper nutrition. Like I discussed, my friend who had the Medi Spa tell me that they could tell how well the services that they did were going to turn out with their patients based on, you know, the type of diet that they had. And if they had a really good diet, if they ate a lot of fruits and vegetables and ate a diet that was proper for them, then they had better results from the treatments that they were given, that the patients were taking for anti-aging. So proper nutrition is very important. And so that's when you need to contact somebody like myself to get you on a diet that is very healthy, because most people think that they're eating healthy when they're not. They don't really know, because they don't spend a whole lot of time studying it, and they get the information from the news and from what's being hyped on the TV and all that kind of thing. And that's not the proper information. Remember, anybody who's got a commercial on TV or who's got something on TV is trying to sell you something. And you just really can't get the proper knowledge from these sources. And with the news, there's usually an agenda behind that. They're not telling you the whole story. So you really just should see somebody like myself to get a diet that's best for you, because, you know, no one diet fits everybody. So you have to do that. Number two, you need to exercise. Get out there, walk, ride a bike, run, jog, get some fresh air. That gets the blood flowing. And when the blood's flowing and circulating through, your skin's getting oxygen and it's getting the nutrients that it needs. And you get a nice glow. And everybody loves a nice glow. So you want to get out there. And I have found that one of the best exercises to do for anti-aging, believe it or not, is yoga. And a lot of people either love it or they hate it. And there's a lot of misconceptions about yoga too. But because they're not all alike, not all yogas alike. My background is in Iyengar yoga with Yoga Works. And there's two different kind of schools. You've got your Iyengar yoga, which is what I do. And then you have another one, Ashtanga. And, the deal is between the two is that Iyengar yoga focuses in on your body alignment to make sure that you're doing all the poses correctly. So when you want to learn how to do yoga and how to do the poses, I suggest everybody go take an Iyengar class if they can find it. Now, not everywhere do you have it, but you have more of them out there in the United States because of Yoga Works, because that's it's actually now international Yoga Works is, and it's actually rated as the number one school, one of the number one schools in the world for yoga. And you guys can get it out there on the East Coast. New York is one of the hubs. So go there, learn how to do the yoga, and then get yourself into a vinyasa flow class. And this vinyasa flow, if it's a true vinyasa flow class, will not only get your heart rate up because you are working, but it does all kinds of things. Number one, it's good for your cardio. Number two, it's good for weights because you're doing vinyasas, which are basically push-ups. So you're using your body weight. So it's making your bones strong and your muscles strong. And number three, it is keeping you flexible. And one of the first signs of aging is when you become inflexible, not only in your mind, but also in your body. So if you want a young body, do stretches, do yoga. Even if you're starting out and you're recovering from a healthcare challenge, go do restorative yoga or yin yang yoga. That yoga is very good, especially for recovering from a healthcare challenge or if you're trying to become more flexible. Say you were a bodybuilder and lots of times your muscles are very constricted and you're not very flexible and you want to open up your body, you can go do that and that will help open up your body and then you can eventually work up and get into a vinyasa class. Now, the reason why the best poses to do for anti-aging are inversions. And this is when you are taking your head and it's going down below your waistline. So the downward dog, forward folds, even legs up the wall. So if you can't do like stand on your hands or stand on your head, if you just would do legs up the wall, that's actually good because your feet are going up over your head. And so the fluids are getting to drain down. Now, the reason why they say these are anti-aging postures is because the fluids that normally get into your feet, because we stand on our feet all day long, when we're walking, we hardly ever stand on our hands or on our head or anything like that. So everything gets deposited down there. But this enables everything to come now towards your face, towards your head, and gets the blood flowing in there. And that is why it is considered anti-aging. Twists actually are also very good to do because they detox the organs. So a good yoga class will not only work on your strength, your flexibility, your cardio, but it's also detoxifying because the asanas or the postures are meant to go that way. And I kind of tend to stay away from Ashtanga yoga because that yoga, contrary to what a lot of people believe too, that vinyasa comes from the Ashtanga school and not Iyengar. But I did Iyengar vinyasa, and I've done both, and I prefer the Iyengar. The Ashtanga was developed actually for little boys who were in the monasteries to keep them quiet so that they could do their studies and everything. Because you know, little 12, 13 year old boys have a ton of energy. And so they needed to find a way to harness that energy. So what they would do is they came up with this Ashtanga yoga, and you do a bunch of jump throughs, and it's very active, that way. And so it's good for these hyper boys to settle them down so they can concentrate on their studies. Other yogas were developed actually so that the adults, the monks in the monasteries and the rishis and all, could stretch out their body so it'd be flexible, and they could sit in meditation longer. And so that's basically it. And the difference between the two. Now, I know that doing yoga in a heated room, sometimes up to 104 degrees, is pretty popular in some parts of the country. I prefer not to do that for several reasons. The first one is that it's just too darn hot, and I suffered from, at one point, heat exhaustion. And if you do that at any point in your life, if you get into another hot environment, then it can trigger that. Also, I prefer to, if I'm going to sweat, it's going to be because of my own efforts. It's not going to be because I'm in a hot room. And I feel I get a much better workout if I'm in a studio that's heated naturally. If it's wintertime, it shouldn't be heated over 73 degrees. And then you're working out, and that is what's making you sweat. And actually, getting back into my yoga that I'm doing, like I said, I was out of shape. So I've been doing it for 40 minutes. I've been able to burn off more calories and start sweating in a 69 degree heated room, burning off more calories, losing more weight, doing 40 minutes of the vinyasa flow yoga than I ever did in an hour of the yoga where the room is heated up. Okay, so we have to take another quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to discuss some more things that you will want to do to prevent aging. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me who had been suffering from debilitating migraines since he was a small child. He would get them at least once a week and sometimes be out of commission for 4 to 5 days. He tried everything the doctors recommended, but nothing worked. He could only get relief from taking high doses of Advil, and that was beginning to run a toll on his kidneys, liver, and stomach. He finally came to me, and through diet, nutritional supplements, herbs, and emotional release programs, we were able to get them under control. He now only gets them maybe once or twice a year, and when he does, they are manageable. He is thrilled to get his life back and live it more normally. When you are ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
And you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. And we are talking about eating your way to gorgeous, baby, what you should do. Before the break, we were talking about exercising and yoga and doing yoga in a very hot environment. And this is another reason why I just don't do it. I don't know if you realize that, but crime researchers and police say that violent crimes rise when the temperature goes up until it reaches about 90 degrees, and then it drops down. And it's because people withdraw. And the reason why people withdraw is because the body is doing something. So here you are doing these exercises in a very hot environment that is very agitating. Otherwise, if it wasn't agitating, then violent crime rates would not rise when the temperature goes up. So that's number one. Number two, the changes in the body temper causes an increase in physical arousal that increases the heart rate and the blood pressure as the body tries to cool off. So you're getting your heart rate up, I mean, which can be good in some instances with your exercising, but you don't want your blood pressure going up. And the heat causes your blood pressure to go up as well. And then what happens when you get over 90 degrees, the reason why the crime rate drops down is because people withdraw, because your system is just shutting down. So, you know, if you're exercising in an environment that's hot, you're going counterintuitive and counter what your system, what your body wants to do. And it's really not good for you. And I know a lot of people have an issue with that. So that's the reason why I prefer to do it in a room that is heated normally, or just a natural temperature if it's the summertime or something like that. So another thing you want to do to prevent aging is to drink lots of water. Yes, drink lots of water. And they have this saying, everybody's heard that you need to drink 8 glasses of water a day. Well, it's not always true, because this is how you figure out how much water you should have per day. And that is, you take your body weight, divide it by 2, and that'll give you the number of ounces that you need to drink per day. Then you can take that and divide it by 8, and that will tell you how many cups of water you should have per day. So some people need as much as 10 to 12 or more, depending on how much they weigh. And so that's how you figure out what is the amount of water for you to drink. And this you can also be doing herbal teas or diluted fruit juices. That can be considered your water source. Because to drink that much just plain water, people, you know, sometimes get tired of that. But the reason why you need to do that is because it keeps your skin moist and it keeps it hydrated. So it's, you know, like we talked about, the alcohol dehydrates you and makes your skin hollow and thin. The water plumps everything up and helps prevent the wrinkles. And also it keeps the toxins flowing out of you, because you don't want to have a lot of toxins. Toxins can also, especially heavy metals, or any toxins actually, build up in your body, and that causes weight gain because your body doesn't know how to get rid of them, and as well as other health issues. So you want to drink lots of water to keep yourself hydrated. And then exfoliate. Get that dead skin off so that the new skin cells can rejuvenate themselves. And here are some nutrients that I have found to be very effective as far as keeping you looking young. And one of them is astaxanthin. Now, astaxanthin has come out on the market, and some people say it's overly hyped, but I don't think so. I use it, and I have seen results. And my clients have used it, and they've seen results. It keeps you young looking, and in high doses, it actually acts as a natural sunscreen. So you can go out into the sun, not to go sunbathing, but to get the daily requirement of vitamin D that you need to get during the summertime, the spring, and the late fall. So it will keep you so that you'll make it so that you can go out in the sun to get what you need 3 times a week only for a few minutes without burning. And I'm fair skinned, and this has worked for me. So I used to have to put on all kinds of sunscreen whenever I'd go out in the sun, but with astaxanthin at high doses, that's taking care of that. Another great nutrient is spirulina. Yes, 3,000 milligrams a day is fabulous. This gives has a lot of vitamin A, which is really good for your eyes. By the way, astaxanthin is very good for the eyes as well. It's an antioxidant, a very powerful antioxidant. And antioxidants and vitamin A will help keep your eyes healthy and help to prevent cataracts. But spirulina also has other properties. It's detoxifying, so it can actually take heavy metals out of your system, and which will keep you young. And it can totally change your disposition. You also need fatty acids to keep the skin plump and youthful, like flaxseed oil. Another really good one that's come out is hemp seed oil. Hemp oil is actually very good as well, and that is anti-aging. You need vitamin D to help prevent skin cancer, because skin cancer is not pretty. So vitamin D. And then vitamin C is also very important for the stimulation of collagen, and that's what keeps your skin youthful. So you want to make sure that you're getting these nutrients. So astaxanthin, spirulina, your flaxseed oil, your hemp oil, your vitamin D, vitamin C. Very important to have for anti-aging. And then a detox program, but not just the one that's been hyped for the new year. One that is customized for you, because you don't know what you need to be detoxifying if you haven't had an analysis done. So if you go on these one fits all, it might be they don't actually get rid of heavy metals. And it might be that you need to have some heavy metals taken out of your system. So you need to have a detox program set up for yourself. And some kitchen remedies would be Epsom salts. Epsom salts is great for exfoliating. So what I like to do when I'm giving myself a pedicure is to take some Epsom salts, mix it with a little bit of kosher salt, and then you drizzle a little bit of water in it until you get a paste. Then if you rub this on your feet or where you or your elbows where you have rough skin, then it just takes the dead skins off. It just is, it exfoliates. It's fabulous. You end up with just skin as soft as a baby. You'll have feet as soft as a baby's butt. So there you go. Epsom salt. Another one my stepmother absolutely loves is apple cider vinegar. And what she does, she uses it two ways. The first way is she takes some of it and mixes some honey in it. And then after she takes a shower, she puts that on her, she uses it as a moisturizer, actually. And she swears that it gets rid of rough skin and rough skin patches. If you just have patches, just put it on there. Then another thing she does, and this has been done for years, but she actually does rinse her hair once a week with the apple cider vinegar. And she says it just keeps it just fluffy and just very healthy. So it's great. So that is the show for the day. I wish you all a very, very happy new year. And make sure to contact me to take advantage of my holiday gift to you, 20% off my services, now through January 15, 2014. You'll get a customized weight loss program. You'll get a customized program to help you regain your health if you're recovering from a healthcare challenge or to prevent one, and a customized detox program. So I will help you with your anti-aging. And so when you're ready to get serious about your health and weight loss, then make sure you contact me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com or 425-412-0202. All right. Have fun tonight saying goodbye to 2013 and ushering in 2014. God bless you all, and we'll see you next year.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body. Did you know there are over 7 billion people in this world, each with his or her own makeup, personalities, or preferences? Then how in the world can anyone think that one single healing method can work for everyone? It's just not possible. Even if you try to break it down and categorize people into different blood types, different body types, different astrological signs, it still doesn't work. Everyone is different. No two people are alike. If you want real results from your wellness program, then it needs to be customized to work just for you. That is where the Bond Method can help you. It is a customized program developed for you to help you prevent or recover from a healthcare challenge and live your life with love, joy, peace, and happiness. Who doesn't want that? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me the other day who had high cholesterol. The doctors wanted to put her on statins. So I worked with her, and in 4 short weeks, her cholesterol was cut in half. She didn't have to go on statins. I will never forget how excited she was when she called me to give me the good news. When you're ready to stop messing around with your healthcare challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.